Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's good for us to be here. Will you welcome somebody by your side? Say it's good for us to be here. Come on. It's good for us to be here. Because the Spirit of God is here, the presence of God is here, and we are here together. It's beautiful that you are here. We're here together in the presence of God. And God is taking us from glory to glory, changing our lives, blessing us. Come to God and come to the presence of God, and we're excited because our God is good. You see, I love the way you're looking. You're looking good, decked up, reggae-ish. And all of you just looking good. I love the way you're looking. I'm happy you're here today with me, and we're going to be looking at God's word and just receiving blessing in the presence of God. Amen. You see, when we come to church, it's not just, it's beyond the word of God that we teach and what we hear, but just being in the presence of God brings blessings to our lives. I mean, turn around, breakthroughs, open doors. I'm telling you, it just happens. That's the power of the presence of God. That's the power of the presence of God. Things are happening. And so when we always say come around the church, it's not just about coming around the church as if we just want to see you, but we want to see you because we know. Come on. We know that you cannot meet with God and go back the same. We know. Like Paul says, and we know that all things work good. And we know that the presence of God is rich in this place and that you will never remain the same. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been talking about you have to know where to look when things go wrong. And I know we came all the way last 2 weeks. We talked about that. Came last week. I talked about it. But I said, I can't run away. I just say, God is not the power of the problem. I just say, all right, service has finished. We'll do something else today. I said, no, I'm going to talk to you about the goodness of God. I want you to see that God is good. And when we say God is good, we say God is good all the time. There is no shadow of turning in Him. We looked at that scripture last week, and so we're going to begin from there in James chapter number 1. So just take your Bibles there. We're going to go straight there. There's no point to go around it again, because you know, you should know, if you've been around for the past few weeks, where to look when things go wrong. And we said it could be coming. Everything comes directly from the evil one, the devil, the adversary. You know, but we've tried to break it down. We tried to break it down so you could see. We took a microscope. And so, devil is the devil. It's the bad. Devil is bad. God is good. I think it's so funny. Every time I say that, like, we have to make that clear. Because sometimes believers miss it. We think that God is a part of our problem. But He's not. He's the one trying to get you out of any issue that you are in right now. He's trying to bless you. He wants to fix your life. That's all God is doing. And we said that the adversary is there doing his stuff. The Bible says like a roaring lion. He moves around seeking whom he may devour. You see, the Bible says to resist him steadfastly in faith. We said no. And then we talked about the enemy. Right? The enemy. Is the man said, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. There are people just against you and they just out to get you, the lie, the cheat, that's the enemy. And so there are people like that. I would say these people have given themselves over to the devil. The devil used them freely. Just the way God uses us freely to bless lives. The devil just has people that give themselves over to him and then he does all this evil through them. That's the enemy. Then we said the world, right? I think we did the world next. The world. And that the world itself is decaying and dying. It's important that we understand that. I remember last week I talked to you about that. I said, see, this is the reason why we need to help people. This is the reason why we need to be a blessing to the people around us. Because for many people, for somebody around, the sky could just fall on his head. You know, a baby is born, not by any fault of this baby, but there's an abnormality. And you say, what is all this in there? Is the world? The world is corrupt. they say, why would something like this just happen? The baby has not done anything, but the baby is in pain and suffering. I mean, you see a small baby born days old in pain and suffering. It's just, the world is just bad. And then we as believers will do our best to see how we can help relieve the world of that kind of pain. And say, all right, are we going to support financially? Are we going to support with our prayers? Are we going to do something for that couple? And the couple is crying. They are in pain. They are seeing their baby suffering, and then they can't do anything about it. And this baby was born that way. What did the woman do? She didn't do anything. She has just been taking her vitamins, doing all her stuff, going to the hospital, coming back, and then this is where we are. And the world is falling. Just like the disciples asked Jesus, said, "Who sinned that this man was born blind?" It's not about that. The light of God must shine on this world. The light of God will shine, and it will shine through us. Come on, say, "I'm the light of the world." You see, so the world is a decaying place. Paul, the apostle Paul, went to gather some sticks, and a serpent came and fastened itself to his hand. So he shook himself, and then by the grace and mercy of God, he came out of that episode. So he just went, just somebody just left his house to just go and gather, do some stuff, and then come back, and all manner of things just happen. It's not about you're not spiritual, or you're not anointed, or something's wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You are in a fallen world. Okay. You're in a falling world. Everything's scattering. Everything is spoiled. You go out, things happen. So that's part of the fact that we're in a falling world. You are a farmer here, and then you plant your stuff and all that. You go next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks, and there's weed everywhere. That's the falling world. Those things are the product of a falling world. So it will happen in the new heaven and the new earth. Those things won't be happening anymore. The time will come, he'll wipe all this stuff away, and then we'll start afresh. And that's what I'm looking for. But for now, we are here. We are in this world, but we are no longer of this world. You see, he didn't say we are not in this world too. We are still in this world. So the thing is there, you know, we feel it, and then we now pray. And that's why we build a relationship with God. Then we came to the big one. You know the big one? Which one is the big one? Good. The big one is you. Your own contribution to your issues. Stupid, ignorant nonsense. Just do something. Stupid, ignorant nonsense. And if you get involved in those kind of stupid, ignorant nonsense, then somehow you attract the issues in your life, and the sky falls on your head also. I mean, I shouldn't stay there. I don't want you guys to feel bad. You see, that's the problem. So many times I told you, the reason why we look at everything around, but we never look at ourselves, the things we are doing that could be harming us and harming our destiny, affecting our path to progress, to success. God says, don't do this. I want you to do this. He gives us his laws, his instructions for our benefits. You see, so when we go out of his, when we go out of his way and begin to do our own stuff and begin to think we are now too wise and begin to break the hedge, then we invite the serpent in. See, so like I told you, remember the first time we said you opened your doors down in the evening, the mosquitoes will come in. You see now, so that is you. That the mosquitoes are not intelligent beings. They're not going to say, "Oh, I'm going to get this guy this night." But they're not intelligent. They see a space, they see the net open, they see the door open. They're like, "Let's pass this place and go and see." No, you did that, right? You did that. You caused that. So you can actually be a part of the issues you are facing in your life. You know, sometimes what we just need to pray for in our lives is wisdom. Wisdom, and half of our issues are gone. God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom. Because many a times, just a simple prayer of wisdom, because many a times we're doing stuff, and then we're doing things wrongly. And if you're doing things wrongly, somehow, you're going to get a wrong result. So we need to also pray and say, Lord, grant unto me wisdom for my life. Wisdom, direct me. Sometimes the way you treat people, sometimes the way you do stuff, just anyhow. In foolishness will never get a wise result. Right? Foolishness will never get a wise result. So, wisdom, knowledge. So you can actually contribute to the things falling apart around you. So things are going wrong, you could actually be a part of it. Come on. So you know where to look. And then we came to this guy. I don't want to. I just felt to poke you a little bit, you know. But I'll just resist that poking stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right? All right. Stupid, ignorant nonsense. You don't want to do that. You can make plans without somebody helping you, guiding you. You see, it's a wisdom. That's wisdom. Sometimes just pray for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, that give it to all men liberally, the Bible says. So if you lack wisdom, don't go without wisdom. Ask God. He will give you wisdom. He will tell you what to do. Right? That's why there are books. Read books also. Read books. People write books because they have information they want to share with you. So you read these books, you get wisdom, you get information to help you build your life, you build a good life. Don't just blame everybody around you and leave yourself out of it. You go to the mirror, look straight ahead in the mirror, and say, you are part of my issues. I need to fix you. And then you go to God and say, God, I lack wisdom. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Glory to God. And then we mention God. And then you say, yes, exactly. Pastor, you are touching this thing up. Because sometimes I know God is out to get me. God wants to get me. You know, I know God is the one. God has, I know His hand is there too. God, I told you, see, listen, everything I showed you through scripture last week, I just want to reinforce that today, that God is not a part of the issue. If you are in any issue in your life, if there's anything wrong, if things are not working the way they should work, just know that there can be issues in all these places, but one person standing there to fix the issue is God. He's by your side helping you. God. The Bible says all good and all perfect gift comes from above. So are we there? James chapter number 1. So let's go there. You cannot be surprised. You should not be surprised. We say God is a good God. God is doing stuff in your life. And then God wants to do this stuff in your life. And you're like, amen. No, we don't know if He will do it. As if he's the one doing this thing. So why will He do it? I'm just going to go by myself. Because today I want to talk. I was also share with you what to do, what you should do. Because when things are going wrong, you should get up and fight. You should fight. But you can't fight. Imagine when you are trying to fight and you are part of the problem. In fact, what the Lord wants us to do is get out of the way and let Him bulldoze our mountains. But whatever it is, even you, He'll break you and fix you. Because you said, I'm going to fight, and you want to go fight without God. You want to go fight alone. And you don't have the wisdom to fight. You don't have the skills to fight. The psalmist said, by my God, I run through a troop. By my God. It is God that helps me. Are you here? We serve a good God. It is in Him. It is, there's no, okay, let's look at it. Look at it. Let no man say, verse number 13, we looked at it, we started from here. We ended here last week. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted He any man. He says, leave God out of this matter. Don't start to say God. You're facing issues, there's issues in your life, leave God out of it. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He says, his own lust, so the man is involved. Then when lust had conceived, it brought forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You see it now. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. He goes there, then he is tempted. So there's the man there, there's the devil there, but there's no God. He says in verse number 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. Do you understand this? Don't make this mistake. Don't fall into this trap. This teaching is based on these verses. Everything I've taught you so far is based on this verse. You know what I came to tell you for the past few weeks? God is good. He's not part of your problem. Do not make that mistake. Do not even think in that direction. If you have a problem, if you're not breaking through, if something is not working for you, you should count God as the person helping you and not as part of the problem. You should not even begin to ask, God, okay, where is this God? I thought God will. He's there. If you say, where is God? I'll say, He's there. God is there. You don't even think, where is God in all these my issues in my life? Where is God? I'm telling you, God is there. He's the one helping you even inside all these issues. Even inside that your funny question. He's the one that gave you the mouth to ask that question in the first place. You have brains at least to think. He's the one that gave you that brain. So he's the one trying to help you here. Every good gift, the Bible says, next verse. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Good and perfect. We should not be surprised. Good and perfect. It says every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. You see? And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Glory to God. God we serve is a good God. That will say there's no variableness. He doesn't turn. He doesn't vary. He doesn't move. There's no shadow of turning. He doesn't cast a shadow. Perfect. He's not going to. He doesn't change over time. You know, it's not that the shadow moves this way. As time goes, the shadow moves. Shadow is moving. You see, there's no shadow. That means he's steady. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has been good. He is good. He will always be good. There's no shadow of turning. We're not expecting him to change anytime soon. We serve a good God. It's the goodness is not trying to be good because, you know, he has to be good. It's a nature. He cannot do evil. He cannot. He cannot. He is good. By nature, inside of him. It is nature that he has given to us. That we can now say we want to be good. We can do good. And we do good because of the nature of God inside of us. For him, his goodness is a nature. This person did me good. And so, we said, and we good comes from God. So, he has to still struggle between doing the good and doing something funny. You see? And then he when he overcomes and does that, we say, oh, the nature of God is showing through him. Ah, that's good. Oh, glory to God. But God is good. He's good. And there's no way you can relate with God and have a functional life and go forward into your destiny if you don't understand this. Because you're going forward and you have a lot of things already against you. I told you, you're already in a decaying world. And then you don't have anybody by your side. You know when Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? You see, who can be against us? I mean, nothing can come against us successfully because God is for us. So if we don't have this knowledge, this life to say God is by my side, God is fighting my battles with me, and we think that for any reason we are fighting God or he's absent somehow, you are wrong. He's not absent. He's there, giving you strength to go. I'll show you scripture. One of the things that made the psalmist strong was because anytime the psalmist faced anything, the psalmist would say, God is my light and my salvation. That's what the man said. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. I'll show you the scriptures. I'll show you. That's what the man said. Take your Bible to Psalm 18. Let's start from there. Psalm number 18. That's how to succeed. So you can even take this message and title it "How to Succeed in Your Life." How to have a great destiny. I go forward because God is with me. I face giants because God is with me. So there are giants everywhere. He didn't make them there. He gave me the strength to overcome them. There are issues in my life. God gives me the strength to overcome them. As you are making your plans, as you're looking at the year, the other half of the year, as you're going through, instead of you to just think, when we're doing this thing, I always tell you this is jokingly, but that's the idea. We just do this thing, and we're like, everybody was telling me when I was in school, I just want to do club. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick a club too. And I didn't just, I found out that Liverpool say we never walk alone. And so I said, Liverpool is my club. And why? Because of that slogan, I like it. We never walk alone. When you are going forward, as in tomorrow, next week, Thursday, Friday, when you wake up in the morning, if you wake up and say, I'm going, you are wrong. The world is against you. the world itself. I mean, you are in a falling world. Sky can fall on your head. The devil is after you to get you. Huh? I mean, you self, you are cooperating somehow and making mistakes. So you will not get up and say, I am going. You can't go like that. You must go knowing that you are not alone. God is with me. It gives you courage. It gives you strength to fight. When things go wrong and when things aren't working the way they should work, you know what you need to do? Fight! But how can you fight when you don't have the strength to fight? How can you fight when you don't know where the problem is? How can you fight when you go alone? Come on, how many of us go to face a fight and we don't take our elder brothers with us? Come on. You see what I'm talking about? When I'm going to fight, come on. Monday is a fight. I don't know about you, but Tuesday is a fight. I'm fighting for my business. Come on. I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my health. I'm fighting for my career. I'm fighting for my marriage. I'm fighting for my relationship. Whatever you're fighting for. But you're going into a fight and you want to go into a fight alone? Come on. Don't want to say, Pastor, I'm not going into a fight. Pastor, I'm already in a fight. If you're already in a fight, I'm telling you that you have somebody who is there to give you strength to win. He's the one helping you. Strength will not come from the government. Remove your mind there. It won't come from there. Strength will come from God. And so I need to know where my God stands in my matter. And now I'm telling you where God stands in your matter. God is standing by your side. Come on, I'm preaching now. Look at this. Psalm number 18. Let's read from verse number 1. I will love thee, O God. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Look at this. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. You see somebody defining God? Are you here? God, for you, we don't know where he is. I know where he is. He's my strength. He's my high tower. He's my rock. He's my defender. He's my shield. He's my helper. He's a good God. Verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So, how? So shall I be saved from what? My enemies. So how would you be saved from your enemies? By using your wisdom, by calculating very well. No, the only way to be saved is to call upon God. But if you think that is a part of your enemies, then how would you call upon him? The reason why a lot of people don't go to God is because they think that God is just there and it's a part of the problem. But I'm telling you, God is not a part of the problem. The psalmist says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. That's the only way I'll be saved from my enemies. Look at it. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the flaws of ungodly men made me afraid. You see that now? Ungodly men, enemies. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. Things are going wrong. Things are bad. They prevented me. How many of these you want to get some stuff, but things are preventing you? Look at it. That's what it's saying there. He said, and the snares of death, what, prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came unto him, even into his ears. Are you here? What did he do after that? Look at it. Then the earth was shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was angry. He was wroth. He said, did I hear my name? Said, they are trying you. Ah! He vexed. He's not the one saying, you will soon die. That's not God. He doesn't take my energy. No, he back said he was wroth because I was in this kind of condition. He was angry. The earth shook. It scattered everywhere. For me. If you go with this kind of confidence, you will win. Yes, sir. This is the kind of confidence of winners. Yes, sir. I'm telling you. When I say you don't know tomorrow, for nonsense, crap, discussion, stupid discussion. My God is by my side. There's nothing in tomorrow that I can't handle. I say you are just proud. I'm proud because of God. Can you say that? When I say, I cannot, nobody can. No, we can. We are the children of God. The Bible says he gave his son to die for us. On the cross, he proved his love for us. He demonstrated his love for us. What are you telling me? God is for me now. He established this for me. Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I go with that kind of confidence. This is the guy. The guy is angry. I mean, if something is wrong, if things are going wrong in your life, let me tell you where God is. God is pissed at it. He's not happy that you are in that condition. And guess what he's doing? He's fixing it now. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Verse number 9. Verse number 8. There went up smoke out of his mouth. No, there's no way I can read this and not think about cartoon. Yes, sir. You see those cartoons where smoke starts coming out? I mean, there's no way I can read this and not have a picture. Imagine God, Bible says smoke came out of his nostril. And the fire out of his mouth. It devoured coals were kindled by it. Verse 9. He bowed the heavens also and came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a chariot and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick cloud passed. Hailstones and coals of fire. This is anger. So if you are in a mess, if things are not going right, you need to know who is by your side. Yes, sir. I'm going to face my destiny with this kind of God. I call upon the name of the Lord. How do we pray when we pray to a God we feel does not care? How do we pray to a God and feel a God that does not want to hear us? How do we even pray to a God who is part of the problem? But this guy knew the Lord. This guy is not part of the problem. He said, in my distress, I cried upon the Lord. I cried unto the Lord. You see? Look at it. Verse 13. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightning and discomfited them. This is where you understand lightning is there. Huh? Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were what? Discovered at their diary book. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He said from above, he took me. He drew me out of what? Many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was what? My stay. The Lord. You see, the things going wrong everywhere is the devil, evil people, enemies, the world is falling, but it is not God. It is I and God against those people, against the world. He's a good God. They prevented me, but the Lord was my stay. Are you here? We must draw near to this God. He's a good God. There's no reason to move away from him. No reason at all. He will do you good all the days of your life. He has shown it. He has demonstrated it. I run to God because I know he's the only one that can help me. The only one. No man can help you. No man. By your strength, you cannot prevail. Only he can give you strength to prevail. Your wisdom is nothing. So if you understand why I run to him, I mean, when I mess up, I mess this up. Stupid, ignorant nonsense. The first place I run to is him. He's the only one that can fix my stupid, ignorant nonsense. Say, Pastor, I've messed up. I'm telling you, he can fix it. And when he's done fixing it, you'll be amazed at his grace and goodness. I'm telling you. You won't even see the mark there. He will fix it. He says, I want to fix it. That's why he sent his son to die for us. To fix all our mess. Are you here? So I run to him. I draw near to him. You get it? The Bible says, he delivered me from my strong enemies. Verse 17. And from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he was delighted in me. Come on. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands had he recompensed me? And you say, yes, you see the problem. This is now a matter of Jesus Christ. The righteousness we bear now is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If you take that scripture and you see the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you see the kind of reward that comes your way. God is a good God. You see, I'm in church right now. I know you could maybe first time or there about, but some of you are still looking at me and wondering what I'm talking about. I'm so excited and you're wondering why is he excited? What's wrong with you? God, I'm talking about the person who has your back. That's why I'm excited. That's why I'm excited. And because some of you could be sitting there and think that God is against you. I know what I'm talking about. He sent me to preach, so I know what he's telling me. When he spoke to me, I know what he spoke to me about. You see, God is against you. He really doesn't love you. He loves you. I know. God is God now. But let me tell you, if you look at this thing clearly, because you know he's God, if you do anyhow, he will still get you. God is out to get you. I know I've done anyhow. I'm telling you, even in your mess, even in your stupid, ignorant nonsense, he's out to fix it. He doesn't have any desire, any pleasure in your suffering. Because inside his nature, your pain creates pain in that nature for him. Remember, let me tell you something. Understand the fact that we did not ask Jesus to come and die for us. He himself sent his son to die because he could not see us in that place. His good insight that if there's something wrong, he fixes it. Even without your stuff. Let me tell you something. Are you here? He created Adam, right? Remember the scripture? I don't know if this will help somebody, but the Bible says he looked at Adam and said it is not good for him to be alone. It was not Adam that said, give me wife, give me wife. You are looking for wife now, praying and shouting and killing yourself. I mean, by himself, he says, I will give you somebody. He said, he looked at it. Remember, imagine he created everything and he said everything was good. But he looked at it critically, looked at Adam. He didn't look at the trees. He didn't consider the trees. Those ones, he don't have finished work. But this guy, we can go a step further. He said, it is not good for him to be alone. He created the world. He goes further to perfect your life. I just thought that would bless somebody. Adam didn't pray. It was not a prayer point. It was not a prayer point. He didn't try. Adam didn't say, oh God, do it. Oh God, if I can stay off, if I can fast 31 days fasting. Remember, our fasting doesn't move God. Our fasting moves us. Adam didn't try. Adam didn't pray. He saw it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. God is good. Inside of him is a nature that he sees things and fix them. Whether you ask, whether you cry, roll on the floor or not, he wants to fix it. So if you are here right now, listen, if there's something in your life you're not even aware of yet, before it even happens, he has made provision to fix it. Oh God. I know, as if I'm preaching to myself. Come on. I say he has made provision before it even happened. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. He will not allow anything to get to you. It's only you that can decide not to cooperate with him and step out. If you hold his hand and walk together, nothing can stand against you. Because before he's making provision for you. I'm telling you. Even before Adam could ask, you know what he said in Jeremiah? He said, I know the thought I think towards you. So imagine God is thinking and is thinking about you and thinking good thoughts for you. Oh, it's in my business. I'm just thinking. He's thinking. Your thinking is that he's thinking. Yes, sir. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. I want to bring you to an expected end. Good thoughts, not evil thoughts. I want to bring you to a good place. So God is thinking about your life. He's thinking about your Tuesday. He's thinking about your Friday. He wants to make it perfect. And so, what would you do? You can relax and walk with him. You can call upon the Lord. You see, in confidence now. This should raise your confidence as you call upon the name of the Lord. Are you here? Say, I call upon the Lord. I say, because God is my helper. He's my helper. He's my light. He's my salvation. The Lord, the psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Take your Bibles. Take your Bible. Psalm 27. Look at it. That's how the man reasoned all these matters. Psalm 27, verse number 1. He says, look at it. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.
of whom shall I be afraid?
Does this guy look like a bad person? Does it look like somebody that does not care? So when you are even saying, where is God? You are still not correct. He is there. I'm telling you, where is God? God is there trying to fix it. Somebody say, where has not fixed it? He wants to fix it. That's why I'm talking to you today. He wants you to change your mind. I'm changing your mind so that you can begin to cooperate with him. You can't cooperate with God, somebody who you think is your enemy. That's your problem. We say, don't do it. You say, I must do it. Ah, this thing is good. He says, don't do it because he knows why he said not to do it. So you must learn to follow him. Now, if you understand this, you can begin to follow him, walk with him, hear his instruction, and begin to get benefits in your life. Are you here? You need to see this. Look at it. No, let's go again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2. When the wicked, even who? My enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. What happened to them? Verse 3. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. You see who is hiding you? Come on, if you can't finish this series and you don't know how to shout and shout and be excited about your life. No matter the mess, I'm telling you, this is the guy. In the time of trouble, he wants to hide you. He wants to keep you. He wants to prevent these things from eating you up. The enemies came to eat my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Because of God. He's a good God. We serve a good God. Can you say that? Can you say, I serve a good God? Verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In his secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on. This is God. This is what he's doing. We've not seen the Lord behind anybody's back try to bring him down. You can't find a scripture like that. The Bible says in Psalm 51 verse number 2, it says, look to Abraham, I called him alone and I blessed him. There's nobody you can find. There's no way. So your case is not any different. Where is God? He's helping you. Go with confidence. Look at verse 28. Look, you saw him, right? 27. Look at 28. Verse number 7. 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am what? Helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. So, with your heart trusting in him, so I want you to put your heart back into his hand. Come on. You cannot fight this battle alone. You need to have a good God by your side. Don't go alone. No, sometimes you can come to church and be a Christian, but you are still going alone. When things go wrong, let me tell you. So we come from what I started talking to you about. When things go wrong, where to look? You've looked right now. We can identify the problem. You know what to do next? We fight. We're going to fight. I have a great destiny. I'm ready to fight for it. But this fight I'm ready to fight for it is I'm not alone. Look behind you, God is there. Look by your side, God is there. Look right in front of you, God is there. Pillar of fire is there. The pillar of fire there. So I'm going in on Monday now in fire. That business is working. That thing can't fail. Nah. It can't fail. That thing I'm doing, there's no way what you put your hand to do will fail. You bless the works of your hand. He said you are blessed in the city, you are blessed in the field. He says, you are blessed everywhere. The name of the Lord is upon you. He says, it's my strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. It's not a part of the problem. Well, it's a dear problem. Yes. But his name is a strong tower. You run in there and you are saved. He will hide you in his pavilion. So the enemies are there. He said, they came to eat my flesh. What happened? They stumbled and fell. Come on.
I'm confident now. When I say, Pastor, things are wrong in my life. You know what to do now. You fight. Don't lie down on the floor and say, let them just kill me finish. No, they can't kill you finish. God is by your side. I don't have anybody to help me. Who said that? God is helping you. God is your helper. You see it now. God is your helper. So I don't have anything. God is your helper. So get up. Because many a times we face things. Things go wrong. And we are facing challenges. And guess what we do? We just sleep. Cry. Talk to a friend. Watch a movie. Because we just feel that there's nothing to do. It has finished. We never consider that in all these things against us, there is somebody who is for us. And there's God is for us. He says, if God be for us, who can be against us? I have a good God. A God I can run to. A God I can lean on. And he's good inside of him by nature. He cannot even hurt. There's no variableness. There's no shadow of turning. You know, there's this scripture I want to highlight it to me. Take your Bibles to that Romans we looked at. Romans, quickly go there. Romans chapter number 2. You know, we looked at it. I just quoted it. We talked about it and I left there. But I want us to look at it again. Because I want to help somebody here. You could be here and say, Pastor, my life is not good. I'm not a good Christian. And you think that's what he's looking at. Before Jesus Christ came to die for you, were you good? Because some people cannot even receive the goodness of God. You know, God is so good, and then you say, depart from me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm a man of dwelling with men of unclean lips. I can't receive this kind of goodness. It's just too good. It's too good for me. It's not like that kind of too good they tell you when they want to break up with you. You see, Emmanuel, you are just too good. You can't deserve someone like me. And you are like, I know. I choose you. I want to be good. You say, no. I can't stay with you. You are too good. They're okay. Can I try to be bad a little? No. You can't even be bad. You are just too good. It's a lie. He wants to leave you. There's nothing you can do about it. God is just too good. You know how that guy sang that song? This God is too good. Oh. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, he turned my life around, fixed my life. If you have that knowledge, you will be able to win every battle that comes against you. Listen to me. Let me say this. I think this is the perfect place to say it. We are not saying that issues will not come against you, things will not come against you, and things will not go wrong. That's the very reason why you need to understand this good God. Because sometimes it's as if all of hell is let loose against you. This one fails here. You turn to this side. This one is not working. And you are wondering, what's up? What's going on? And then fear begins to grip you. Destiny becomes impossible. You look at this. It's not, you can't, you know, there's no way to make it. You need to remember, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. There are many things against me, but God is with me. You understand this? This message tells you, things will go wrong. If not coming straight from the devil, enemies, or the world by itself, sometimes you won't do it by yourself. You make a mistake. Come on, I've made mistakes in my life. So I know what I'm talking about. But you will know one thing, that even in my error, God's got me. He loves me. Even when I don't even love myself, he loves me more than I love myself. I just told you about Adam. You don't even need to pray. He's trying to fix it. He knocked Adam into a deep sleep and fixed it. Adam woke up and said, "Woo!" All he saw was to talk and name. How he came about, he has no idea. He didn't even know something was wrong. He was growing and thinking everything was okay. I mean, we serve a good God. It's time for believers to arise. and face every challenge in front of them with strength. Face everything in front of you. No matter you, when they roar, you to roar. So when things go off, you to shout. It's not possible. Why? What's your confidence? I have a good God. He's too good to let me sink. He's too good to let me fall. Say, I tell you, I will never fail in this life. Never. Nothing will happen. Can God be angry with me? Say, he didn't preach well. Nothing you will do will make me fail. Because God is too good to bring me this far and let me sink. Have that confidence. My confidence is in God. It's not in any man. That's what I want you to have too. When things go wrong, when things aren't working, you know that God is your stay. He's a good God. And he's fixing it. He's not just standing there. He's fixing it. Did we pray for Jesus Christ to come and die? We say, no, the way we are sinners. We are terrible sinners. We need a Savior. Let Savior come and save us from our sins. No, funny, you know what man was doing? We're trying to fix it. See, there's no way you can fix this matter. I'm going to send my son to die for you. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. If he can do all those things for us, how much more now will he not with him freely give us all things? There's nothing he wants to hold back from you. In Romans chapter number 2, the Bible says, in verse number 3, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and dwellest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You see that again. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering? The only way you despise it is if you don't know that the goodness of God is what leads men to repentance. You know what? I want to say this to you. Are you here? There are many people going out in the world claiming to speak for God, but they are not. Many. And you hear somebody say that this thing is judgment from God for what you have done. Or you hear an earthquake or a tornado, and somebody will stupidly say, you know, United States of America, because of homosexuality and their evil, that's why earthquake is happening there. And that's why we will not see earthquake, because we are somehow righteous. This is God's judgment. Or something will happen to a neighbor. Something will happen to a neighbor, and you say, it's God's judgment. You are pointing judgment. You know, I have a message I've not still done on how joy men are so excited in judgment. We always want to see God's judgment on everybody, but we don't want to see God's judgment on ourselves. Men are so quick to judge. One of the things that God killed in my life very early is that judgmental stuff. This one, listen, judge. They judge everybody. They know the condemnation will come upon everybody's head. They never ask for mercy for anybody. But guess what? When they kneel before God, oh Lord God, show me mercy. The same mercy that you are looking for, the same mercy that you don't want somebody else to experience. But you say, God, you see why it's even hard for them to see God as a good God? Oh, some of you got that. I see some of you got it quickly. As far as you're concerned, it's getting them. When something's happening to you, you say, it's getting me too. But God is a good God. God is not trying to get anybody. You hear me? God is not trying to get anybody. By getting anybody, this scripture says it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. She will not come to repentance because of wickedness. Because of punishment. Somebody said, are you saying God does not judge? Pastor, let me tell you, God judge. I'm preaching now. Are you still here? I'm giving you a key, a powerful key for the rest of your life. God judges. He has reserved judgments. You hear what I say? I believe in judgments. On that day, there shall be judgments. Well, right now, there's mercy. You're not getting me. You didn't get me. I said on that day there's judgment. There's hellfire. He did it. He created the place. It's a place. It will burn. I mean forever, eternity. But before you get there, you know what's on the road till you get to that very point? Mercy. till a soul leaves this earth, the only thing God has for that soul is mercy. That's why the thief was on the cross. Guess what happened to him on the cross? Mercy. All the things he has done. But as far as that soul is seen on this earth, no matter the evil he has done, hey, I know you. You are saying it's a lie. That person will suffer. You see. Come on, stop that. Stop that. Just break that evil right now. That's the devil. That's the devil. Break it. There's mercy. How many times have somebody wronged us and we're looking at the person and waiting for the person to fall? And finally the person starts going up. Oh, this. Let me tell you one issue. Let me tell you what God can do for you. Sometimes God is looking for somebody to say aha, aha, for him to bless you. Sometimes it's even your aha that causes the person to be blessed. When something is happening to somebody, and somebody has stand and say, aha, you see, that is God trigger. He gets angry and bless the person. You are not fit to judge. So because you want to judge, he must counter you. If an evil, and I'm telling, an evil person can even be blessed because of that. Because of your judgment, he just turns it. I'll show you scripture. He just turns it. He said, because of what you are saying, I will turn it. Because you are not fit to judge. But let me tell you what happens. Let me tell you the reverse. If you hear me, just hear me. If you will not, no problem. You can, whatever. If you not say, that person is evil, and you say, God bless him, help him. God say, why are you asking that kind of nonsense? After all this stuff, leave him for me. Leave him. When you Bible says vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. When you step out from vengeance, he enters the matter. He will fix the person properly. So it's not me that will treat your mess up. It's God that will answer your matter. Leave it for God. If you leave it for God, he will get something clean. If you try to enter and judge him, God will say, no, you are not fit to talk. I will reverse it so that you will learn to shut up. So can you bless your enemies now? The shortest way to ensure there's coal on their head and fire to burn them is to bless them. That's the shortest way. See how hard it is for you. It's so hard. As if for what? Nonsense. Continue. All those people that hurt you, look at them. They are buying cars. They are going forward. And you are still asking God where you have done and all that. Continue. Continue hiding at their life. They will soon go down. You look. You're on. Continue. The more you curse them, the more God bless them. The more he bless them. So just leave it. Just say, God, as I am here, my hand is not in the matter. Anything you want to do, do it. And face your destiny. And release them. Love them. If possible, love them. He will not say, since you have left it for me, I will handle it in the best way I will. And God is the best person to judge a matter, not you. If he handles a person's matter, he will fix it very well. Don't worry. It is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. That's what's in the Bible. All that thing you are seeing, earthquake, people are dying, 10,000 people die, tornado, tsunami. It's a dying world. The world is convulsing. It's collapsing. The world is convulsing. It's a dying world. It's not God that did it. That one is the earth. Like I told you, the world is dying. It's normal. You know what he was trying to do even in the middle of that earthquake and all those tornadoes? He was trying to get Christians to rise up and pray to hold it so that it doesn't collapse on their head. He doesn't take joy in that for anyone to perish. There's no joy. He created everybody. He wants them to come to his own side. So when they die in their sins or die in error, it's not God. Somebody says, so when is judgment? When he has finished all the whole thing and he says this is the time, he will now judge. But till that time, all he has is mercy and love. Thank you. Thank you. Does God not judge a matter? He does judge a matter. He doesn't judge a matter all of them immediately. If God were to judge a matter immediately, you know that all of us are gone. So I know some of you are righteous. Some of us are not as righteous as you. If you judge a matter immediately, as you just finish, you just drop dead. You just walk out there, you just say, so drop dead. He just say, I'm judging the matter. No. He doesn't judge everything immediately. No. He's not judging anything. Right now, on this earth, as all of us are here, he's not judging any person. No one person is any judgment. He will tell you, he said, judge yourself so that you will not be judged. And when he says so that you will not be judged, not next week. When you go to face him, he will not need to bring it up again. Once you come up to him and say, Lord, this stuff, I'm in error here. You know what happens? You finish, forget, it never happens again. But if you don't judge the matter, he said, when I catch you, I will judge the matter. So judge the matter. There's no judgment on it. He's not judging anybody. All those things that happen, they are not God. Don't attribute earthquake to God. Something happens to somebody, don't say God is doing it. This matter, when I'll leave this matter running up with Job. They said, Job's friend said, Job, you have done something wrong. They said, you have done something wrong, because this thing that's happening to you cannot happen to somebody. It's abusing anybody who has lived for God, and this kind of things happening to you. You have done many bad things. It's your sins that are finding you. God said, I'll kill all of them. He said, all of you, go and meet Job for me to pray for you. Nobody has spoken right about me as like Job. Because Job kept saying, I didn't do anything. Really, Job didn't do anything. And who was doing all those things? You can't tell me God, you know the story. It was the devil. And they were attributing it to God. He said he was very angry. He said, all of you are just talking about that I am me. That's how some people do. They just say, look at what's happening in your life. It's God that is punishing you. He doesn't punish. He will punish. Somebody said, do you think God will not punish? I say God will punish. But it's not now. All those things you are going through is not the one doing it. The lake of fire is waiting. It's not that you cannot. That one hand is paining you is God. Paining you, one hand. If God wants to punish somebody, one hand is paining the person. That is God. You never see pain. You never see judgment. You not see punishment. You say, so my stomach is doing me somehow. Hey, God is judging me for what I've done. God wants to judge you. It's fire for everlasting. That's judgment. That one is the one. Somebody say, I'm afraid of him. Be very afraid of him. Don't play with his goodness and his mercy. Accept it now. If you're not saved in this place, just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Because he will judge. Yes. But not with hand is paining you, one lamp could break, the mice are using credit. That's God has judged you. Nonsense. That one, I can even break your leg. Me, I can break your leg by myself. So what's that one? That's not judgment. That's not judgment. Anybody can do that one. But the one that somebody cannot do is punish you in lake of fire for everlasting. That's the one he does. All those nonsense ones are nothing. Somebody died, he says it's punishment. Earthquake killed 10 people. He says earthquake has killed them. God has punished them. Nonsense. He wants to punish them. He says lake of fire forever and ever. That one is punishment. You are even taking them out of their punishment if you kill them out of this place. Are you here? I just wanted to help some people. Because some people just tell them and say, God did it. So when things happen, you look at someone and say, God is doing it. God is not the one doing that. We must remove God from that picture. The devil is the one doing it. Come on. The devil is the one doing it. The earth is bad. Things are happening. The earthquake will happen. It's normal. It will happen. Because the earth is convulsing. It's tired. Managing inside is sin and death. There's death in all the earth. Are you here? God is a good God. It is his goodness that leads men to what? To repentance. So you can turn to God even in your error. Even in your error. Even in your stupid, ignorant nonsense. Turn to God because of his goodness. He won't punish you to bring you to him. Some of you think that God is punishing you so that you cannot turn. He doesn't do that. He doesn't. He will bring you with his love. You know how he won all of us? The cross of Jesus Christ. His love, his goodness brought me to him. His God is too good. There's no sense in running away from him. There's no sense running away from him. I knew. I just look at your life. Look at my life without him. Look at my life with him. Yeah. With him is better. This guy is too good. I can't fight on my own. I can't go on my own. So today, I hope you see the goodness of God. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Samuel always say that. God is good. So, we can now face our lives with strength. Come on. When things go wrong, what do? You just lie on the floor and say, may you kill me finish. No, I get up and fight. Because I have a good God by my side. I have a God who will bow the heavens and earth to shake everywhere. That will say, fire came from his nostrils. That's the God I serve. He's good to me all the time. He will save me. He's always there to save me. All good and all perfect gift come from above. You can see. You see. I'm done. I'm going on my scriptures. I want you to see the scriptures. I want you to see the scriptures. Again, all good and all perfect gift come from above. From the Father of lights. There's no variableness. There's no shadow. Perfect good. He cannot come out of you and say, let me get you. He cannot get in you. As far as you are here, it can't get you. Once you are done, he says, you are done. I gave you all the chance, all my love, all my mercy to do all stuff. You did not. Now see judgment. He will not show you judgment. Not now he says, you don't carry rice. You didn't give rice to your brother. The rice now poured. You now say, God has judged your brother. Rice poor. I can kick the rice to fall. Anybody can do that. God's judgment is the one nobody can do. That's judgment. He has reserved it for that time. But right now, all he has is goodness, mercy, and love. And in judgment, when God enters into judgment, there's no appeal. There's no change mind. There's no anything. There's no deliverance. Finish once. So he's giving us chance. He has given us all the chance we can get in this life. As far as you are alive, as far as there's still life in your body, there's goodness and mercy. Every day is a new chance to go. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. So they can continue going. But they must not despise the goodness of God. God is that good that somebody is in error, he will still be doing the person good. Why? Hoping that sometimes the goodness of God can lead the person to repentance. That the lady will say one day, I have been doing this evil, doing this thing. I hurt this person. This thing doesn't make sense. And yet, look at how good God has made me. You know, the Bible says, makes his sun to shine upon the wicked and the good. But if it were you, you know what to do. If it were you, sure you know what to do. Sun will shine only on good people. Don't have water. Show them. So let me show them. If it were you, you know. That's why I say, if men were God, Kai. You know, if we had that power, all of us would kill ourselves. You would have killed me, I would have killed you, somehow, because power, that power is too much. That power is too much for an ordinary man. If somebody else do any, she will see. All these lights. You'll be walking, sun will be everywhere, only you, darkness. Everywhere that you won't touch for the afternoon, because you have power to do it. God won't do it. Sinners, when sinners dry their cloth outside, the sun will dry it. You know, well, this joke. You just come out. I'll come out in the morning and see my tire down. Then the next thing is, what have I still done this time? They'll say, oh, yeah, I see now. This is the result of your sins. We'll laugh about it. Because you see that if you do something wrong, you get this stuff. No. It's not because of that. It's because there's rainy season. And there are stones and these things everywhere. The water carried into the road. And then when you drive on those roads, probably those things get into the car and punch up the tire. It's a simple science. Travel to Canada, it won't happen. Simple. It's the same thing. It's not happen. So it's just simple science. It's not God. God does not even do all those things. Imagine how God is in God's mind, is nailed to hit your tire, to puncture your tire. That is God. I mean, he doesn't have any better thing to do again. Puncture your tire. Just if you think about it, you see it doesn't make sense. Almighty God, it's too petty. That's you. You are petty like that. That's how you are petty. Yeah. You know when you are small, say, give me biscuit, then give me biscuit. When you have been, I say, you're not giving me biscuit yesterday. You're not giving me biscuit yesterday. I'm not going to give my rice. That's what you are doing. That's what you think God is doing. See, I'm not going to let sun shine. I'm going to let sun shine. Why did sun not shine? Because of what you did. He will hold sun because of you. He will hold sun. He created the sun, moon, stars, everything. Then you just say, I'm not letting sun shine ahead. You'll be boiling rice. The rice will not done. Say that's punishment for you. Don't be boiling. You don't boil it. You say what? Then say, you die. Your rest not done. Really? God is not that petty. That's not God. Your gas has finished. Gas finished. Have you put something on fire and went away? I came back and still something like what? I said, gas has finished. Oh God, I love my God. It's too good. Just too good. When I come with a message. And this is my message to you. God is good. In him, there's no shadow of turning. There's no variableness. Things can go wrong in your life. Things will go wrong in your life. But you must know one thing. God is your strength and your stay. He's standing by your side to fix it. Even when you are wrong with your own life, he's still fixing you. So that he can get you out of it. He wants you to have a great life. See, I'm thinking about you. Good thoughts. I want to bring you to an expected end. So what we need to do now is to stand up and face the challenges of today. Face the challenges in your life with God, knowing that he's a good God. I've delivered my message.
So we can pray. We can declare in the name of Jesus. God's good. We can stand up and fight. Don't lie down. Don't say it's all over for me. Stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. When things are going wrong, fight. In the name of Jesus. Can we begin to do that right now? Can we begin to do that? Come on, say, this week is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I'm going forward strong. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. No devil can stand against me. Yay! Yay! Come on! I'm a victor. I'm a winner. Yes! Yes! I stand against this wall. Come on! I stand against this wall. Come on! Good things are coming my way. Blessings on my head. In the name of Jesus. My God is a good God. My God is a loving God. His goodness draws me to Him. I see His goodness everywhere. All around me I can see the goodness of God. I can see the love of God. The Lord is by my side. The Lord is my strength. Oh, when my enemies came to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Why? Because the Lord is with me. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Come on. He leadeth me beside still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. For God is with me. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. Ademalama. Elamoto. Rubebebeya. Come on. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Come on. I fear no evil. For God is with me. Come on. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You demene. Rababaya. Come on, I'm excited. My God is by my side. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my rock. Come on! Come on! I'm a winner! I'm a victor! Yay! My enemies are falling! They fall down before my face! Come on! The devil is a liar! I said the devil is a liar! The devil has failed concerning my life! Yes! In the name of Jesus! Lama. No matter what you are going through today, no matter what you face today, the Bible says the rod and the staff, they comfort me. Come on, go bold. Come on, be bold. Be bold. Open your mouth. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Say thank you for your cross. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your cross. Lord, I know I messed up. Stupid, ignorant nonsense. But God, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. Your mercy triumphs over judgment. Yes. So be bold. Say, Jesus died for me on the cross. So I'm bold. Jesus is my helper. Come on. Come on. I cannot fail. Increase. Increase everywhere. Promotion. Come on, promotion. I receive promotion now. I'm moving from glory to glory. Come on. Hey, Ababaya. It's time for us to win. We have a good God. Sababaya la bose. Nibro boko shada la baya. Says the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Come on. He restored my soul. Calebros, Rema Mamaya. That's how the man saw God. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Alababa babayo. This is God. This is God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Yea, surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Shademala. Oh mama masala babaha. Ruko bobo shetele maha. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even a praise unto our God. Many shall see it and hear, and shall put their trust in God. Oh, la ba ba ba, yay! I'm excited. Come on, my God is good all the time. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust? Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that weareth in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Open thine eyes, shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Kalabasode. Do you see God? Do you see God now? No evil can come near you, because God is your keeper, because God is your shelter, because God is your rock. Salamaha. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. March on in strength. March on in boldness. You win. When things go wrong, call upon your God. When things go wrong, draw nigh to your God. When things aren't working, go to your God. He's got your back. That business will work. I said that business is working. Clients are coming. In the name of Jesus. From everywhere, clients are coming. In the name of Jesus. Get healing for your body. Yes, healing for your body now. In the name of Jesus. Aramakaya. That's healing for your body. Because by his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you were healed. In the name of Jesus, let come and understand this. Yes, healing for your body. He died for you on the cross and provided healing for your body. Provided promotion for you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that business is working. I declare an open door for you. Open door for you. In the name of Jesus. And those who need a breakthrough, I stand at the prophet of God. I declare breakthrough for you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, Alato Beneke Zasaya. Yes, you are victor. You are the victor. You are victorious. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God is by your side. Yes, he's your strength. God is your light. You say, Pastor, everywhere is dark. The Lord is your light. The Lord is your salvation. Yes, from him cometh your expectation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yea, yea, though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, fear no evil, because God is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. They're not for knocking your head, they are for comforting you. His rod and his staff is for your comfort. and the Lord is comforting you now. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. In the name of Jesus. That word is true in your life. That word is true in your life. In the name of Jesus. You increase your greatness. He comforts you on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, give the Lord praise in the house. Give the Lord praise in the house. We serve a good God. Oh, hallelujah. We serve a good God. Come on, don't give him praise. Lift your hands and give God praise. The Bible says all things are working together for your good. All things are working together for your good. All things are working together for your good. Because we have a good God. And we know all things work together for good. Thank you, Father. Come on, give God praise.
Come on, put your hands together. Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, sir.